Egyptian society was hierarchically structured. The pharaoh was the master of both lands and people, and through his functionaries controlled all activity in the kingdom. Free people had to pay levies on the lands they possessed and periodically did forced labor for their ruler. Even within the world of work, there was a hierarchy. At the summit was the scribe. Below him came specialized artisans, often employed in the palace or temples. Among the most important crafts were the manufacture of linen, from which all textiles were made, and papyrus, which was used not only as a writing material, but also for rope, sandals, and boats. Other wage earners included the men who worked in the stone quarries and on the construction of royal tombs. They were also paid chiefly with cereals. However, the majority of the Egyptian population was made up of peasants, or fellahin, as they are called in Arabic. Work in the fields was limited to short periods. October, when the waters of the Nile receded from the flooded land, was the sowing season. Harvest time was between February and June. In the intervening months, peasants devoted themselves to raising stock. On the bottom rung of the social ladder were the slaves, usually foreigners taken prisoner in war. They did domestic work or were used as laborers. The least fortunate ended up in the Sinai and Nubia mines.